I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
With Daniel coming back, what does that mean for you?
I was very pleased about that. Obviously, he's the type of individual you want representing your franchise. He had a terrific year last year. He's still young. And I think if we put the right pieces around him, there's no limit as to how high he can climb. So I was very pleased about that.
Obviously, for your franchise, the Super Bowl is always the ultimate goal. So what's your confidence level that he can be the guy that can get you there?
We're very confident in that. Again, you got to put the right pieces around him. He can't do it all by himself. But I think he showed how good a quarterback he can be last year. And if we can continue to improve our roster, I think there's no limit as to how well he can play. And he has the type of mentality you want to. He works hard. He's a great leader. Players really gravitate towards him. So he's exactly what you want under center.
John, you apparently spoke to Daniel before the deal was done. At some
yes.
point you had. Was that normal for you? And why did you feel you wanted to?
I don't know. I spoke to him as the negotiations first started, and then I spoke to him, I believe, that the day that he actually signed, just emphasized to him how much we wanted him here, wanted him to be a Giant, and how I felt it was in his best interest to sign the deal and stay here. We're finally going to give you some continuity, which we haven't been able to do since we drafted you, and we have a chance to build this roster now and be a successful team, and we want you to be a part of it. And it was a good conversation, and I was very pleased, as I said before, that he ended up signing the deal.
When the numbers were rising like that, the numbers are important to you, obviously. What did you think when the numbers were rising?
It was not anything that we didn't expect. We were certainly aware of what the quarterback market has become. And, you always have to go through this process with your best players. I mean, you're trying to preserve as much cap space as you can so you can build the best possible team that you can. On the other hand, the player wants to make the best deal for himself. But Daniel, to his credit, was also concerned about us having the ability to be able to add pieces around him. So from that point of view, it really was not that difficult a negotiation. I mean, we've been through worse, believe me.
John, how concerned are you about Saquon's situation and his happiness given?
Listen, we want him to be a Giant for his entire career, if that's possible. We'd love to have him. He again provides leadership. He's a great player. We'd like to get something done with him at some point. The running back market is what it is right now. I'm still hopeful that at some point we'll be able to come to an agreement with him.
Is there any chance you guys would rescind the tag?
I don't think so, no.
What do you want to see happen with Leonard Williams? Because he's a guy who seems to, his cap
is. I think Leonard's been a terrific player for us, and he's been terrific off the field, and he's been a really good locker room guy. In terms of working out the cap numbers, that's up to Joe.
You think Leonard will be back?
Yes.
Definitely. It sounds like
it. Is the sun going to come out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know.
I
expect Leonard to be back, yes.
Thanks.
John, you went into last season not sure Daniel was your guy. At what point during the season were you?
Well, I mean, I had a lot of confidence that he was our guy. But, I mean, we obviously made the decision not to exercise a fifth-year option, and I couldn't have been more pleased that he played as well as he did. And I think it became pretty apparent by mid-season anyway that he was going to be the guy. You could just see he was playing with more confidence. I think he believed in the offensive system that we had there. And just watching the way the players reacted to him, too, I think gave us all a lot of confidence that he was the guy.
How much credit for his play this year goes to Dable and the coaching staff?
They get a huge amount of credit for that. I think he had a lot of confidence in the system that we were using. And, Dave just has a way of inspiring confidence in players, and I think he deserves a lot of the credit for that.
You talk about seeing the confidence in Daniel grow. I guess, have you really seen him change since his rookie year and evolve?
I think he's become more of a leader now. I mean, he's not a guy that yells and screams or anything, but nobody works harder than he does. Players gravitate towards him. He, you know, brings them out for extra work. So he's always the last guy off of the practice field every day. I think that type of example is what you want from your highest paid player.
How much did last season's success like kind of change expectations going forward? I mean, do you see like the NFC's maybe wide open? Like you see a chance to take another big jump?
Well, you know, I'm not going to make any predictions on that. I obviously feel much better about our team now than I did a year ago. Obviously, though, our division is much tougher. We'll see. I think we have the pieces in place to continue to improve and ultimately, you know, contend for a championship.
What are you most pleased about that you've done so far this offseason, and what are you most concerned about with still obviously a draft ahead?
I mean, I think we still have some holes to fill. You could always use more players, but I think we have made improvements. We've added some receivers, added some defensive pieces. I think one of the things that concerned me last year was our inability to stop the run. It just seemed like it was second and two all the time, and it's pretty hard to live that way all season. So I think that the players that we added there will help us. And if you can start to consistently stop the run, then you can kind of unleash the pass rushers, and those are some of our best players right now. So I think we've made strides. I think there's, you're never a finished product, and we certainly are not one. And, fortunately, we have 10 draft picks, and I have a lot of confidence in Joe and his staff that we're going to add some good players there, too.
What do you think your receiver room right now?
Our receiver room is better than it was a year ago. We may end up adding somebody else in the draft or possibly another free agent. I don't know yet. But I feel better about it than I did a year ago.
Are you open to bringing Odell back?
We certainly haven't closed that door. Again, that's going to be up to Joe and Dave's. I certainly would be in favor of that if they can make it work, but that's always the trick.
Your members of the family still have their jerseys?
They've made their intentions clear in terms of their wishes there, yes.
You know, the grandfather has to buy new jerseys.
That's okay.
What was your reaction to David McKinney's accent, and did that impact how you view him going forward at all? Because obviously he's a guy who could be up for an extension.
No, I don't think so. I like Xavier. I think he's got a lot of leadership potential. He was in my office when he came back and was, very contrite, very sorry, I think a little bit embarrassed about what, but it was an accident. And accidents happen, and he's a really good kid, good player, and he's somebody that we want as a part of our future.
Was it hard to let Julian go in terms of a leadership guy?
It was very difficult. There are guys that you lose every year in this business. It's just part of the business, but I remember when Dalvin Tomlinson left, how I felt about that. Julian, I feel the same way. Nick Gates, I mean, guys that you really have personal feelings for and who are good people and who are good locker room guys. You hate to see them go, but, you can't keep everybody.
Were you surprised by that one, that you guys weren't able to get together because it seemed like he was such a giant?
I thought we'd be able to retain him, but it didn't work out that way, and I'm sorry about that. Because he really is a quality young man.
You say with regard to Saquon, the running back market is what it is right now. Like, is that the organization's message to him? I mean, is that?
Well, I mean, our message to him is still that we very much want you back, want you to be one of the leaders of this team, want you to be one of the faces of this franchise. But there's a limit as to how far we can go. I mean, we have to build a team around you. And, we've gone just about as far as we can.
But in terms of that running back market, I mean, teams around the league are confronting the same thing, running backs wanting to be paid. I mean, what do you say to a guy? I mean, could say that maybe he should be paid more than that, but teams aren't paying running backs.
Well, I mean, he's certainly aware of that, but I mean, he adds a lot to our team, not just as a running back. So he is somebody that we want back, but there is a limit as to what we can do in that regard.
When did you last speak to him?
Probably about 10 days ago.
How would you characterize his?
We had a very good conversation. I told him how much I wanted him here. I wanted him to be a Giant. My dream was to play his whole career as a Giant, like Eli did, like Strahan did, like Tiki did. And I mentioned to him, look what they're doing off the field now. I think he would like that as well. But, you know, you just go through these negotiations with your better players. It's not the first time we've been through it, and I'm still hopeful at some point that we'll be able to get something done.
He always has the right on the tag to stay away all off season. Is that a concern for you that could become a distraction if that's how it plays out?
I mean, obviously, you'd rather have him in the building. It would be a concern, but he has, you know, whatever rights he has under the CBA, so he'll make his own decision.
Is there any chance you would trade him? In any scenario?
You say, is there any chance? I don't want to trade him. We're not looking to trade him. We're not shopping him. And I'd be very surprised if we made that decision.
How would you characterize his state of mind towards being tagged? And what, is he open to options, or does he still want what he wants?
I don't think he was thrilled about being tagged, but you know, he's a professional. He understands the business. And again, I'm still hopeful that we'll be able to come to an agreement with him.
What were your main takeaways from the two playoff games, both positive and negative?
Well, it was you know, a great feeling for me and for our organization to finally win a playoff game. Then we had kind of a crash landing the following week, and it, you know, kind of reinforced to us that we have a long way to go to be able to win that division and you know, get into the championship games.
John, last year you did something, a departure from what you usually do. You hired someone from the outside. You know, guy with no ties to your organization. A year later, you want to be very involved. You're always, you know, an involved guy, owner, you're in the building. Do you find yourself maybe not allowing, but do you trust Joe and Brian enough that you'll kind of like, I trust that that it's in good hands. I don't have to micromanage everything. Maybe.
Well, I don't really think I ever micromanage anything. I always have operated under the philosophy that if the head coach and the general manager agree on a personnel decision, then I'm going to approve it, unless it's some sort of conduct issue, and I can't even remember the last time that happened. But do I have a lot of confidence in the two of them? Yes, I do. Their communication is excellent, which is you have to have in order to be successful. So, I mean, I'm still just as involved. Joe and I talk on a regular basis, but I do have a lot of confidence that he has the best interest of the team in mind, and he makes decisions based on the long term, not on the short term.
Did bringing in an outsider help just rejuvenate things, do you think?
It definitely did help because he was coming from a successful system. He turned over a number of people in our scouting area, made a lot of improvements there. It definitely was a big help bringing in somebody from the outside, particularly one from a successful system like Buffalo.
The coordinators were obviously in demand on the head coaching circuit. And they came back. Did you do anything as far as extension raises with them?
No, I mean, they're still under the same contracts that they've been under. And I hope for both of their sakes, because they're both really good people and both deserving of being head coaches, you know, hopefully that'll work out for them next year. But I was not disappointed to have them both back, believe me.
What did you view as the primary reasons why you guys got back to the playoffs last year?
I think you know, Brian Daboll coming in and Joe Shane coming in, them being on the same page, the communication that they had. I think adding the draft picks and the free agents that we added last year. You know, even the guys that were minimum salary guys, I mean, were big, helped us. But Daniel being healthy and playing as well as he did, I think all of those factors contributed to us. Saquon having a big year, all of those factors contributed to our success. Dexter Lawrence becoming one of the top defensive linemen in the league. There were a lot of different factors like that. Guys really stepped up and played well.
What do you see from Brian?
It's good, Dion. Way to go.
Seeing from Brian and Joe this year, as opposed to their first go around?
A little more relaxed at these meetings. You know, they're both confident and, you know, the great thing about them is they're very easy people to work with, and they Everybody in the building feels that way. People from the business side to downstairs in the locker room. They're great communicators and likable people. So, you know, we're in a good position right now. We just have to add a few more players and then hopefully stay healthy and you know, see what happens.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.